sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today we're going to be talking about this latest phenomenon in learning. It's kind of like it used to be called long-distance learning, and now it's called teleseminars and webinars, and it really is virtual learning. It's all the rage these days. And my guests today recently pulled off a very successful virtual seminar. It was on my favorite topic of all things. It was called the Ultimate Tantra Summit, and I even participated in it. But I never asked them, I just jump into things when I'm attracted to it, so I don't usually ask certain questions that other people would ask, which is how they got the idea, why they did it, and what they learned from it. So my opportunity today is to find out from them a little bit more about their background, why they did this, and what they learned from it, and also what you and I can learn from listening to it, and what we can learn from participating in seminars or webinars like this. Because, look, if you have never heard of anything like this, wake up. This is your time to find out scads of things and lots of new information and learning online based on people putting together these summits or these webinars. So we're going to find out the inner workings of this today on this portion of the show. So my guests today are Farhana Goga, and she is a psychologist and a relationship coach. Her area of interest is the experience of ourselves in wholeness, from which to act and be in the world. Sensuality and sexuality is intrinsic to that. In her practice, Farhana combines traditional talk therapy with a variety of other tools and principles, including emotional freedom technique, which some of you know as EFT, metaphysics, family constellations, and of course, Tantra, for the creation of healing, growth, acceptance, and transformation. And her partner in this Ultimate Tantra Summit, putting this together, was Alan Stradon. And he is a life and relationship coach. His area of interest is in living and experiencing life from the heart. Alan combines neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, emotional freedom technique, Reiki, and the use of music in his working with clients to access their potential to a fulfilled life. Alan also works with music and frequencies to heal and access our inner wisdom, creation, and enjoyment. And by the way, they're speaking to us today from South Africa. So welcome to the show, Farhana and Alan. It's a pleasure to have you.
Wow. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. It's great to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. So you two pulled off a Tantra Summit, which I want you to describe to people what that is. And you did it in a very, very short period of time. You attracted your people. They said yes. You recorded them. Boom. So what actually is the Tantra Summit that you put together, and how did you get the idea?
Well, Lori, that's a very interesting question. And to cut a long story short, both Farhana and I have an interest in sexuality and sensuality and Tantra. But we found that there was quite a bit of, how can I say this without tramping on too many toes? There wasn't a consensual idea of what Tantra really is. So our aim was to demystify Tantra as much as possible and create a kind of a platform where various voices could speak from.
Okay, I'm kind of laughing, I just want to say, because I'm I'm laughing because I'm an insider in that world, And some of my listeners are insiders in the world of Tantra too, and they're probably laughing as well, because I don't know if you were able to get any kind of consensus, but.
Well, you know what, we did actually, you know, I think we did.
I think, you know, our aim was to see if there was consensus. Our experience was that there wouldn't be one. But we also wanted to create the platform for our listeners to actually experience the different voices that were out there. So we were quite strategic in who we were choosing to be part of the summit and to create the space for the different voices, which could also help our listeners to find their own way into Tantra and find their place for themselves.
And that strategy was for honors, by the way, to select the particular experts we wanted to speak to and their particular fields of interest.
So, okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. So a summit is where some people like yourselves come together and say, okay, let's do a summit on a subject, on a particular subject or topic. And then you go about inviting people who are experts on that particular subject, and then you have them, and you know, your summit may be different from others, but you have them speak over a certain period of time, and people can sign up and listen to all the experts and get a sense of a big subject, a big area of knowledge. Yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, when you said there are discrepancies in the world of Tantra, could you give us your starting point? Like, what was your idea about that, about the discrepancies? So just so people who aren't in on the inside or in the know what you're talking about.
Well, part of those discrepancies were, as we were working with our clients in our own personal businesses, and I must just say that our business is separate. So Verona has her practice and I have mine. But we were finding that our clients, some were under the impression that, for instance, let's look at sexual abuse, for instance. If they found their way to a tantric practitioner, some were going, well, this person wants to sleep with me. Is that on? Because they say that's sexual healing. And then we find that, no, that's not quite it. So that was the kind of discrepancies that we were addressing, was like, is polyamory really necessary? Do you really have to sleep with your tantric practitioner in order to heal sexually?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. These are quite hardcore topics to address. But
from us, where we come from in our practices, it really is guiding people to find their own truth and to find what sits with them.
Yeah.
So we're not going around dictating, yes, sleep with your practitioner, no, don't. Yes, do this, no, don't do that. We kind of really guide our clients to do what sits right with you. But at the same time, we also thought, you know, let's create a platform where people can actually hear what exists and with an awareness of what exists and what they should look out for, what are the questions they should ask of the practitioner, they should ask of themselves, how they can then choose who to work with and what to work on.
Giving them more information, yeah.
Well, that's great. So that's how you got motivated, because I never asked you, you know, why are you doing this? I think you did an amazing. So let's talk about it actually. So how many practitioners and experts did you have? Let's just say, how many experts did you have on your summit?
Well, we did approach quite a number. But the final number that we came up with was 13, and 13, Jason being the 13th. Although he was away for most of the time that the summit was unfolding, but we did speak to him prior and arrange with him that when he got back from his holiday that he would be included in the summit.
Who is this?
Jason Tantra. So we did 12 interviews in one go, and then we waited for Jason. And Jason does Tantra for gay men.
Right. Jason has been on this show before. Actually, not very long ago, Jason was on this show.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome dude. Yeah,
he's great. So, okay. So ultimately, in the ultimate Tantra summit, you had 13... experts.
Yes, so we had 13 interviews, and then with the Ultimate Tantra Experience, which is available to purchase, you get the 13 interviews and you get bonuses. So the bonuses consist of videos, it consists of meditations that you talked through, it consists of a really interesting segment and how...
The six orgasms a man can have.
Yeah.
I've just got to add that in.
So, I love that. I want to ask you about that. We got to So, the six orgasms a man can have, I like to hear
Or
that,
is it seven?
Or is it seven, yeah, Jacques. Like, is it six or seven? He forgets, you know. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, and whose piece was that, the six or seven orgasms? Jason's?
No, that was Jacques Druin.
Jacques Druin, okay. Yeah, and you had practitioners from really all over the world. I mean, you had people I never heard of before, and I thought I knew everybody in the tantra world. So,
well, enjoy the fantastic Facebook. You kind of can go around finding people. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, okay. And how long? So there's 13 pieces that somebody can download and listen to. And it's approximately 13 hours without the bonuses. Yeah.
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 Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a huge undertaking, it seems, like coordinating all this and then deciding, editing it and doing all this. And you accomplished it in a really short period of time, really.
I'm still trying to catch up on the sleep, Laurie.
So, yeah, the question would be, would you do it again?
We are.
Do it again.
As we speak, we actually are, yeah.
Currently, we're doing an EcoSex Summit. We were asked to, after the last summit, we were asked to do an EcoSex Summit. And Alan and I have, from the Ultimate Tantra Summit, we always had an idea that we'll do at least four linked to the Ultimate Tantra Summit, taking Tantra deeper and relationships deeper.
Yeah.
So that's coming up for the Ultimate Tantra Summit. But as a result of what happened at the Ultimate Tantra Summit, we've been asked to do an EcoSexual Summit, which we're currently recording and interviewing for at the moment. So, yeah.
Okay, so you found out that this is a really good thing to do. That's, I mean, the bottom line is you found out, and that's the piece that I want my listeners to come away with. You found out that this is a really good thing to do, to get knowledge out there to people, to educate people. And you are now pursuing this in a way that maybe you didn't anticipate when you first put your feelers out there.
That much is true, because as much as I feel very strongly about people being empowered with information and knowledge, Tantra, I'm not such a keen follower of Tantra per se. So when I set out with Farana on this, and her interest is far more deeply embedded in sensuality and sexuality than mine is, I found myself saying to her about 2 weeks down the line, I said to you, you know what, it's strange that when we started this, I didn't have such a clear message as I do now. You know, so a message kind of came out of the Ultimate Tantra Summit for myself, which wasn't there before.
Okay, and what was that? What is that?
Well, that's an interesting question.
We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, that's exactly where we're going to pick up.
Awesome.
Okay. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Alan Stridham and Farhana Goga, who are psychologists and therapists and relationship coaches in South Africa. And they just did a very, very successful summit on the subject of Tantra. And they're talking to us about that, what they learned about it, what you can learn about by participating in this new way of learning. We'll actually hear what they got.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm interviewing Farhana Goga, who is a psychologist and relationship coach, and her area of interest and expertise involves people's wholeness, which includes sensuality and sexuality in her practice, and that's what got her interested in Tantra and creating the Ultimate Tantra Summit. And her partner in the creation is Alan Stratum, and he's a life and relationship coach. And he just told us in the last segment that he wasn't that interested in Tantra to start with. He was just, I guess you were the technical guy. I don't know, Alan. And then, and then all of a sudden, like his, as a result of participating himself in his own creation, he said his attitudes or his learning or what have you have changed. And that's right where we left off. So I'd like to ask you, you said, yeah, that was an interesting question, but what really would you say you learned or you got, or how did your images shift as a result of creating this and doing these interviews, Alan?
Well, Laurie, my motivation to begin with, as I said before, was more about informing my clients and also informing a lot more people out there in the world about what Tantra is and what it isn't and how to be safe when you are practicing it. However, my personal philosophy didn't really include Tantra that much, and that's where we left off now. So yeah. What I've learned from this whole experience has been much of an integration in the heart space about balancing masculine and feminine energies within oneself. And for me, that was is really the message, because when you got it balanced within yourself, then you are balancing it within your relationship and then with relationship to others and the world in general.
So, okay, so tell me more about that. Again, you're kind of an insider knowing what you mean by that. But if I was just brand new and I didn't know what someone meant by balancing the masculine and the feminine.
Get the Ultimate Tantra Summit.
If I'm balancing my masculine and my feminine, what's going to happen to me? Because, you know, a lot of people listening, they go, look, I ain't no girl, you know. Like, what does he mean by that?
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So the other day, I'm sitting in a meeting, and somebody says to me, we're doing this kind of transactional analysis kind of stuff. So we're trying to move away from critical parent. And I don't know if any of the listeners know about transactional analysis. But
that was around like in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
I'm okay. You're okay. Eric.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Eric, so, clap. Eric. Eric, come on.
So this person turned to me and kind of made a criticism about one of my approaches or my ways of doing things. And instead of going into reaction about it, what I did was I checked in with myself first and asked myself, like, is this true? And in that moment of like just not reacting and not being the guy and going, no, I'm not like that at all, you know. I was like, no, is this true? And I'm going, it might be. So if it is true, then what made me do that? And what I found was a clarity coming out, which actually allowed the dialogue to continue, and me not being the forceful, testosterone-driven, normal kind of masculine guy that just gets defensive, you know.
Right. Yeah, I got it. It's a great example.
What we've also seen is that in relationships, that role can be changed between the male and female as well.
So the testosterone reactive defender type can also be attributed to a female personality, to a female.
It can be, but I think what's necessary is mindfulness and awareness, a certain kind of consciousness about where you are in your life at the moment. So sometimes you need to lead and sometimes you need to follow. But that role is interchangeable.
Yeah, that's great. I know for myself, I'll just say that I'm very much of a leader. I'm very outspoken and I'm very headstrong. And pretty much always have been. The difference now for me, since I've practiced Tantra for many years, is that I can choose in any given moment, like I can slow it down, take a breath, and choose where I want to go with this, what I want to do next, rather than being in reaction and then maybe saying and doing things that I might have to apologize for later. You know, or regret, because I have been accused in my life of being a drill sergeant, and and by the same token, I could be a really girly girl, very ultra femme, but mostly I lived in the more drill sergeant space. I don't live there anymore. You know, it's just one of my choices, and I have many, many more choices now, and much more. I call it like a full palette to paint with. I can paint with every color of the spectrum now instead of just sort of, I'm like this, and I'm stuck.
I think when we balance our masculine and feminine, then, as you said, it does allow us the full palette, because it's not just the masculine that leads, it's just that they might do it differently.
Yeah.
And it's more the aggression, and with a feminine way of leading is to maybe be more consultative and be more open to listening to ideas. And when we're able to play in both worlds, to be able to change the aggression into assertiveness, to learn to negotiate and to manage that, it allows both men and women to be leaders and not to be just seen as, oh, you're a man and you're a woman. So it almost, when we balance, it creates a new way. It creates
teamwork.
A dance. It creates teamwork. It creates, there doesn't have to be one leader. There's room for multiple leaders. There's room for leadership. There's room for discussion and negotiation. So it almost, when we're in balance, we can actually rise above our gendered identities into something bigger.
Yeah.
So well said. That is very, very sweet. And it's really, really what's possible. When I went into Tantra, I just had an interest in it as like a way of sex, a way of doing sex, a new way of relating that sounded really deep. Recently, I had the privilege of interviewing Margo Anand. And I remember reading an article about her way before I ever stumbled upon my first Tantra course, and I remember saving it, tucking it away and going, you know, there's something here for me. I don't know where and when I'm going to find this or anybody near me teaching this kind of thing, but I know this is right on. I know there's more to sex. There's more to this really powerful, like, boom connection than meets the eye. It can't just be bang, 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 it's over, you know, like, there's got to be more. There is more to it. It's not just, there's got to be more to it. I knew. I was tuned in. I was dialed. You know, I knew there was more. And I didn't know where to find that. I didn't know where to put my hands on that. And I also didn't know if anyone else would think I was crazy or not. it was a little scary to me, like, okay, I'm going to pursue this thing called Tantra, and I don't know anybody else who is. And so the people in my world will think I'm crazy once again.
Well, that's kind of the reason why, also the reason why we created the Ultimate Tantra Summit, so that people don't feel alone in the exploration of Tantra.
Right. They can listen online. Then they know enough to be able to choose wisely which direction or which avenue to proceed, and what kinds of questions they have to ask or should ask before even embarking. There was no one and nothing around to tell me that. So I jumped. I took the leap of faith. And I mean, in the very first moments of my first class, I transformed something big. Like I remembered who I was as a woman. I being very successful in the corporate world, I remembered all of a sudden that, oh yeah, I didn't always wear suits and boss people around. Like I actually have this really squishy, soft, shy side to me that almost no one ever believes I have.
Yeah.
And that all came out in the first few hours of my training. And it was, what a gift. I didn't even know that it was intuitive. Everything I did about it was intuitive. And then I got such great gifts from it. And I imagine that you are too, from from doing this summit.
Yeah, we have, definitely. I think there's another part of this that I keep getting reminded from Farana about, and I think maybe she should be the one to talk about that. She just keeps reminding me, and
it's a big thing for me. It's about having fun. I think
having
that,
friends,
having fun.
Oh, fun! Okay,
yeah.
I think get so caught up in
the process, for one thing.
Yeah, the process of our lives and the things that we think we should do and how we need to do it, that we actually forget that the fundamental thing to being human and being in these bodies is that we're here to have fun.
Play.
And take time out and laugh and do nothing and be.
And so you found in this subject matter that there was an access to that?
Well, I think, you know, if you talk about what I took from it is, we did the summit at a very interesting time for me. I basically moved cities. And in the month that I moved cities, I was looking for a place to live, trying to find my feet in a new city. We put together the summit. And in all of that, I was incredibly stressed. Our hours were completely ridiculous because of our time differences. We were interviewing people at like 11 o'clock at night, our time. And in all of that, Ellen and I still managed to laugh. We still managed to go out and have fun, take walks in the forest.
Well, Farana made me laugh.
And from interacting with our experts, we also had a lot of fun in our interviews.
Mm.
And the relationships that we built from them continue now. We still get emails. We email each other. We check in. You know, that's partly a result of why we're talking to you.
And we've been asked the EcoSex Summit, you know.
Yeah.
Which is...
So it took a life on its own, and without the lightness that every element brought into it, I don't think that we could have pulled it off. And I don't think that the relationships that then happened between us and the experts, and even between the experts themselves, would have happened.
Mm, that's true.
It's speaking a lot. It's, first of all, it's speaking to you for having the idea to do it. Second of all, it's speaking to what's possible to create now that we have this amazing technology called the internet and Skype and all these toys that we can use, and we can actually better humanity. We actually can make a difference in the world without leaving our office or our bedroom or wherever our laptop is.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's an amazing testimony to technology as well. And then to being able to grab people from all over the world who have an expertise and put them together, and whether they agree, they disagree, whatever they do, get them joined in this thing that then goes on and on and on and on, because it's archived and it lasts and it will go on forever, this meeting. And if only countries and politicians.
Wait, there will be one of those summits coming very soon.
Yeah, and maybe people could, well, whatever, I'm going to go into my Pollyanna thing, you know, like, wow, maybe this could bring really good into the world. Anyway, I do believe that it can, and I was eager to participate, and it was my pleasure to participate, and I had so much fun with you both, and I imagine that others had so much fun with you both as well, and I'm so glad that you actually learned and got and grew from your experience, and I'm wanting other people to as well. So that's why I wanted to talk with you about it. You're welcome. Let's find out how people can get their hands on this summit in this moment. What should they do? And then tell us how they can get their hands on your next summit, if you even know that yet. So first of all, the Ultimate Tantra Summit, what should they do if their curiosity was piqued and they want to find out more now?
Well, simply head on over to our website, ultimatetantrasummit.com. We have a subscription form there if you'd like to subscribe to us. By subscribing to us, we're keeping people up to date with what experts are doing around the world, we're running their workshops, etc. We've got articles that we send out on a regular basis. Not too regular, so it's not like spammy or anything like that. And occasionally we also have a sale on the summit. Right now, I think I haven't actually taken down the sale, so if people are really nice to me, I might leave it up a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah, but that we saying something about the sale as well, or the sale of the summit. Initially, our model is to give these interviews away for free, and afterwards, if people are really, really interested and they want to keep this, then they have the choice to purchase. And it's just basically to cover the costs and the time and energy that we spent doing this, because that has really, I didn't realize how much work was involved until I actually sat down and did it. And that's why Piranha kept reminding me to have fun.
Until we do something, we never have any idea how much it's going to take from us. But ultimately, if it's really a right project from the heart, which you mentioned earlier, it rewards us so much more than what we put out. What we spent. So the Eco Sexuality Summit, can you say when you expect that to be ready to, so people can be watching on Facebook or whatever? When will that be available, do you think?
We're going to be making an announcement on Facebook to our subscribers list at the moment. So I think the best way really forward is for anybody who's interested to subscribe to the ultimatetantrasummit.com. And you'll get some notification through there about the EcoSex Summit.
Yeah. Probably April.
We also need to just say about the EcoSex Summit is that when we were asked to do this, part of our motivation to actually pick it up as a project, because it's kind of version 1.2. It's not version 2 yet, you know. We had our own idea to take the Ultimate Tantra Summit deeper, as Ferran said early on, about speaking about relationships and energy work and body work, etc. So when we asked about the EcoSex Summit, part of the motivation was really to create some sort of sponsorship program to promote Pasta House in Italy as a center for EcoSex, which a lot of the community seems to be revolving around at the moment. So, yeah, we definitely want to give back to the community in that way. And the only way we can really do that is if people all join forces.
So here's another message.
Yeah.
You know, exactly what I was saying before about finally being able to use technology in a way that brings people together and joins them. And here you go. Here's the next message. And this is political. I mean, look, sex is political as well, how people use their sexuality. And if they become more balanced in their masculine and feminine, it's certainly political in nature. Mm. When you stop to think about it, you could change the world just by changing your inner chemistry.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about eco-sexuality, which is also political, and the support of a place where people can find out more and join forces, et cetera. So thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're just about out of time. Thank you for Hannah Goga and Alan Stratum for being my guest today. Everyone out there, please check out the Ultimate Tantra Summit. You'll get information, as they said, and you also will find out more about the Eco-Sexuality Summit coming up soon.
In the next segment, I'll be talking to two men who have a website where gay, bi, and straight men can enter chat rooms for the purpose of masturbation, a self-love practice, they say.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's HORMONE. nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're tuned in to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness.
And this next segment is going to be a little bit different.
It's going to be about masturbation, which I've had shows before about masturbation, but this show is going to be a little different slant about the wonderful practice of self-love. My guests today are Peter and David, and they're the co-founders of BaitWorld.com. This is a social networking site focused exclusively on masturbation for gay, bi, and straight men from all over the world. Their vision is to create an online community where masturbation is celebrated as a healthy, vital, and creative element in male sexuality. And the BaitWorld online community includes many different Bader identities, including edgers, gooners, solo sexuals, and many other variations. Well, I have no idea what talking about here. So we're going to jump right into it. Welcome to the show, David and Peter.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, great to have you. Thanks for agreeing to do this show.
Sure.
Peter told me about it a few weeks ago, what you were doing online, and I thought, this would make a great show. This is so different. So how did you come up with this? I want to know what edgers and gooners and all these things are, but I don't want to know yet.
Let's start at the beginning. Peter and I met through a site called Bait Nation, which was essentially the sort of site that we have now, but it was run by some other people. And they had a sort of turbulent history. They were online and then they were offline, and that happened several times, and finally they went offline permanently. Peter suggested that we start our own site, which was completely, you know, something that I would never have thought about, but that's just the way his mind works. So he asked me if I would be interested in being his partner in this project. So it sounded weird and interesting, and I didn't know what would happen with it, but I took him up on it. So.
And how long has it been?
I think we've been about 2.5 years the site's been online. One thing that's interesting, though, is that I want to add is that we met through Bait Nation. So we both live in Phoenix, and I found somebody, David was online, and he lived in Phoenix. I said, let's get together. And we got together, we hit it off as friends, and it's history since then.
So, okay, so you got the idea from somewhere else.
Correct.
And so what actually is the idea? Because I can't picture it. One, I'm not a guy. And two, I just want to let you know, I've done teleseminars on female ejaculation.
Uh-huh.
Where I've had a whole group, maybe, 20 to 40 women on the phone with me. And I taught them actually how to, what people would call in the vernacular, squirt.
Yeah.
So that's the closest I've ever come to, I say that tongue in cheek, that's the closest I've ever come to what I think you're talking about. What actually are we talking about here? Men get online and what?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have to say that we've just gotten used to the fact that the puns just come naturally. So, it's interesting because different people are looking for different things, obviously, but it's a social networking site where people meet up, where they know what the subject matter is. Many of the sites that I've been on before, nudist groups or more straight out hookup sites, there's always this kind of dance or negotiation about what you're looking for exactly. With Bait World, everybody knows what they're looking for. That's the only focus that we have. We don't allow people looking for hookups for just regular sex. But on the site, there's videos, there's profiles, there's photos, there's blogs, there's all kinds of information about the different members, and it's a user-generated website. So there's a lot of different men looking for different things, the edging or the solo sexuals or whatever.
Well, wait a minute. Now you're piquing my curiosity again, but I just have to stop you for a second and say, wait a minute. So they're looking for the same thing, and then you say, and then there's a lot of people looking for different things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Looking for the same thing means it's all masturbation-related.
So it's essentially what you're talking about is safe sex.
Very safe sex.
That's one of the advantages of it, yeah. But it's not our primary focus, but it is definitely one of the advantages of it.
So everybody on the site is looking to masturbate, but are they hooking up like in person, or are they going into chat rooms and it becomes like a...
Both.
I could picture like a fraternity activity that I heard about when
I was in
college.
Well, it is. I like to think of it as like a brotherhood, like a fraternity, because it is men getting together, being very intimate with themselves, being very supportive of each other to explore this subject of masturbation. And what happens, we find, when people find our site is... And this is true for me too. I feel like I've opened up a lot more. I'm much more accepting of the whole subject. It's something that has been given a lot of negative points in our culture, but
you mean like by the Catholic Church?
Well, it's not just religion. It's like sex in general. We have a very sex phobic culture,
right?
And masturbation. The term wanker and things like that. In British or Australian, it's a derogatory term. And what we're trying to do is to give a place for men to explore the fact that it's not a derogatory thing. It's an essential part of adult male sexuality.
Yes.
And to get past all of that shame and guilt and really realize that we're all doing it, and it's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to do it with other people, but some people are very glad to be able to share that with other people. And
I can imagine. I mean, I really can imagine that, especially if someone doesn't have a partner. I mean, if a person's lucky enough to have a partner, that's grand.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who don't have partners, and this gives them a way to be together with and intimate with someone who they may never meet, but they're not alone in the practice.
Exactly.
There are so many aspects. Some people are just voyeurs, and they go on. They're totally anonymous. They just watch other people or look at other people's profiles. Then there's people that do go into, there's a vid chat room, so you can have 10 or 15 guys at the same time with their vid cams on. So it's sort of like a circle jerk you can have.
I didn't say it. That's what I remember in college.
Yeah, and then people also just hook up one-on-one, and sometimes they might Skype, or they can just, there's instant messaging, so they can just have conversations, and there's regular emails on there. So there's many, many different ways that people connect.
What we discovered through the original Bait Nation, when that closed down, that there was a lot of men who were sort of like stranded without a place to go, and they all sort of went to Yahoo groups and that sort of thing. And that's one of the things that convinced me that there was enough of an audience for us to try to take this on. And my original hope was that we would have 600 people, and we have over 20,000 now.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. Well, just how many edgers, scooters,
baiters?
Well, two.
How many baits do you have? And you have over 20,000,
yeah.
And I'm sure you're growing every day.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of those puns. The thing is that what's amazing about it is that it's almost all word of mouth. We haven't done very much advertising or promotion outside of the site. It's all people who are connected and telling each other about it. And that's a really amazing thing.
Really fantastic. So you haven't really done, you haven't Facebooked it to the hill?
We tried to Facebook it. We got sort of kicked off of Facebook.
Oh, sure you did.
But I do some Google ads. Very small.
Yeah. Okay.
Ad.
Yeah.
And what about Twitter?
We have a Twitter account that we do, but that doesn't get us that many at this point.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of questions for you, but I think this is an opportune time to break here for a moment. When we come back, I want to talk to you about these terms you've used, these identities about edgers and gooners. And we said it enough, so I want to find out about. The other thing is I have a bunch of other things that have piqued my curiosity since we've been talking. As crazy as and wonderful as the idea was to me when Peter told me about it, I had no idea how this interview was going to go or what it was going to be like. I mean, obviously, I have some of that in me, too, of what you were saying before about, not shame. I mean, we speak about this stuff openly on this show, but I just had no idea what I was going to be talking to two guys who have these chat rooms where guys go in with video cameras. I thought I was going to be a little bit... something. I was going to be a little bit...
out of your element?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm having a great time here.
Good.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm sexy and happy. And I'm talking to David and Peter, the founders of baitworld.com, a website where men can go, and men do go, from all over the world. It's a community where masturbation is celebrated as a healthy, vital, and creative element in male sexuality. And you know what? This is one smart idea. So when we come back, I'm going to be asking them about these identities that they talk about, people on their site, and I have some surprise questions for them, so please stay tuned.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com. for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm having a wonderful conversation with Peter and David, the co-founders of baitworld.com, which is a social networking site, and it happens to be user-driven, and it focuses exclusively on masturbation for gay, bi, and straight men from all over the world. Now, in the last segment, and when I introduced you guys, I talked about these identities that you said. There's something called a baiter. These are slang terms. I don't know what they are. What is a baiter?
Yeah, and it's just short for masturbator.
Okay, so it's B-A-T-O-R.
Yes.
I mean, I have a thing in Tantra. I teach something called bated breath, and I say to people, I say it the New York way, but it's really spelled B-A-T-E-D, yeah. Bated breath. Yeah. So you have bater, and then there's some other identities that you call edger.
I'll talk about the edger, because that you could probably relate to the edger with Tantra, because when you're ready to come, almost ready to come, you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
And you could keep yourself on the edge and then go back and stay on the edge. So edging is staying right on the edge of almost having an orgasm.
You know, I'm going to use this now in my class. In my first level class, Bliss, I teach people how to come to the edge 3 times. And then the men in my classes are not allowed to actually have an ejaculate experience for 21 days.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to teach them that they've now entered a new realm called edgers.
That is right. That's what it is.
And there are people on our site that edge like and don't they call it cum denial. So they choose not to come for a period of time. Could be a day for some people. Could be a week. Could be a month.
Well, in Tantra, you know, you're not supposed to do it very often because it robs the vital life force. But it's not. What did you call it? Cum denial. Yeah, that sounds very sort of, that has an almost BDSM sound to it. I mean, I call it ejaculation choice.
Yeah, right. That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Okay, and then what's a gooner?
A gooner, and I have to use the caveat here that these are all things that we discovered after we started the site. It's not that we had any kind of expertise in, you know, masturbation except for what we'd already experienced ourselves. But having entered this community, we discovered that there are all these things. A gooner is someone who gets into a state of bliss, if I'm not sure that's the right word, but gets into a state where they just kind of start babbling. Sometimes their tongues start sticking out, and it's not something that I do, so I can't speak for it, but it's something that there's an awful lot of people who do, and it's a strange phenomenon.
One thing to add to that is not just only babbling. Sometimes they just make all kinds of sounds. They're just so into the masturbation experience on the edge, and they just make all these sounds, and their eyes roll.
I actually do not find this to be strange at all, I want you to know, because there are people in Tantra who speak in tongues when they're in a peak orgasmic experience. And if people don't make sound, I say, this is a Laurie Handler's ism. I say that if you don't make sound, you're probably not breathing. Yeah. And if you're not breathing, if you're holding your breath, chances of you having like a really key and deep experience are almost nil.
Uh-huh.
So I tell people to make sound and turn themselves on with their own sound.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So when you're calling these people gooners, that's hysterical.
Well, that's the term that was created. It's not the term that we
There are people that do make sounds when they're of excitement, when they're coming and all that. But gooning is sort of in its own realm where it's a continuous, almost a continuous sounding or talking or babbling. Different than expressing when you're...
Taken to extreme, there's what people call the monkey bait. And that's when they start making sort of monkey sounds. And that can go hand in hand with edging. People can do that for long periods of time. So.
Is this a, are there some people who are turned on by monkey sounds?
I'm not, but, but there are those who are. We go to these events at least once a year where there's lots of men. There are those who are into that. And fortunately it's a large venue because if you want to escape that, you can go someplace else. For me, it's not a turn on at all, but that's not to say that I look down on it. It's just a preference. So
you're reminding me, I don't know if you saw this film. It was an old film. It was in the '70s. The tall blonde man with one black shoe, a French film. In that film, there's a couple that ride around in a truck in Paris, and she keeps telling him to make horse sounds. So every time they pull up to a stoplight, you know, someone else is driving, and they're in the back having sex, and every time he's getting ready to come, he makes horse sounds.
That's funny.
So now you have monkey sounds. Okay. Now what's now solo sexual? I could figure that out. That's solo sexual is somebody who prefers to be by themselves.
That is correct.
Not only by themselves, but sometimes not having other, in our case, with masturbation related, it's not having other forms of sex. So they can be with other people experiencing mutual masturbation and still be a solo sexual.
Before we started Bait World, I'd heard the term solo sexual, but I'd never actually met anyone who was, who identified as that. And once I did, I realized that they were like really serious about it. They literally don't have sex with other people and they don't masturbate necessarily with other people. They can do it in a group with other people, but they, you know, don't like to be touched or, you know, and this varies from person to person, but some of them are so turned on by themselves that that's why they define it as solo sexual.
Wow. Now that's a new, I guess I should know about that, but I didn't know about that either. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a real learning experience, and it's really intriguing because, you know, that's what I mean within this limited realm of masturbation. There's still all of these different groups and interests and fetishes, if that's the right term. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but it's been really fascinating.
You might have some fetishists on your side, people who want who dress up, or people who have piercings,
boots,
or people
socks,
who,
underwear,
kilts,
wearing underwear.
We've got all of those.
Yeah, we have a lot of groups.
So let's go to some details. First of all, you said that you have a baitshop.com. Thebaitshop.com provides products to enhance and invigorate the masturbation experience. So you sell things.
Basically, it's links to other sites, and we're affiliates with all the other sites. But it's all masturbation-related items.
Male masturbation-related.
Okay. So would one of your products be Anaros, for example, which is a butt plug that's, you know, or no?
We do have Anaros on the site. But that usually is something that enhances the masturbation experience for some people, whereas we don't have any dildos on the site.
Okay, got it. I got it. Okay. And is there a fee to join your site?
No, it's free.
It's a free
site. Basic membership is free. There is a premium option, which we feel is very economical because we are very serious. We really want everybody to be able to participate. And these are hard times for a lot of people. And we've gotten a lot of really good letters from people saying how much the site means to them and how this has been just a great experience for them. And one guy wrote about how this was his only outlet. He's a married, closeted man, and the site was such an important part of his life. Those are the people we want. We want everybody to be able to participate. We have what we call the Helping Hands program, which we give limited free memberships to people for a certain amount of time. So we want everybody to participate. So we try to keep the cost as low as possible.
And then do you have advertisers?
We have a few advertisements on the site. That's one of the advantages of the bait shop, is that we can put all the products on a separate site.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's not plastered with ads, because we really want people to be able to focus on what's at hand, so to speak. And
and who writes the blog?
The members write the blogs for themselves.
Oh, okay. There's
blogs within the site. So we're working on having our own blog, but that's not ready yet. So.
All right, great. Well, is there anything else? We have a few moments left, and how do people go and sign up? 100,000 people are going to download this show.
Wow.
Yeah, like of the 100,000 people, there'll be some people who check you out. So how do they find
you? Well, first of all, they need to be men.
I was going to say, that's the question I wanted to ask. What if a woman wanted to go in as a voyeur with a pen name?
We've had a few of those.
Yeah, what happened?
We have monitors who... I'm not saying that there aren't any on the site, but the ones that we've found, we have tried to delicately explain that this is a site where men need to feel comfortable among themselves. But it is straight men as well as gay and bisexual men, which I love. Yeah. I think that's an amazing, interesting phenomenon. But anyway, you just have to be a male over the age of 18, and it's worldwide. So if you have an internet connection, you're welcome. It's Bate World, B-A-T-E, world.com. You just fill out a few questions and log in.
And off you go.
Yeah, that gives you 1 week of free premium membership.
Okay, that's great. Well, you guys are brilliant in, you know, really in what you're doing. And I feel you're helping a lot of people. I do. And I feel like you're helping to add to the pleasure, satisfaction, and transformation of the planet by eliminating guilt and shame and having people have a community and a place for them to be.
That's,
I mean,
exactly,
that's all.
Thank you very much.
That's all we can hope for. Look, if you weren't doing that, you'd be adding to the suffering of the world, and who needs any more than that?
No, I appreciate that, but it's a very good feeling to know that we're doing that.
Well, thanks for being my guest. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you,
Lori.
For coming on to the show. No puns intended. I had a lot of fun with you guys. Thanks so much, everybody listening.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Sex Butter.
Today, I am speaking with Bonnie Gale, the co-creator of Sex Butter. What a yummy title for a great new sex product, a great lubricant product. Bonnie, how did you come up with the name Sex Butter?
Hi, Lori. I came up with the name Sex Butter because our product looks and feels like butter, and it's amazing for sex. So we wanted to have a name relevant to the purpose.
Like basically a lubricant, but does it have enhancement qualities as well?
Yes, it does. It actually wakes women up from the inside, and it really is amazing stimulation for women and men, and it really heightens all the sensation and the intensity of the orgasm.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. Does it have a taste or a smell?
It smells like dark chocolate mint. And it kind of has almost like a non-taste taste. It's kind of like a coconut oil taste.
Coconut oil, yum. That's my favorite oil. I put coconut oil in my body every day, so this sounds like a no-brainer for me.
Oh, my God. Well, that's our main ingredient in the product.
Cocoa butter has a very subtle, it's like a nuance of a taste.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds terrific. And what else is in the oil, Bonnie?
We have cocoa butter, and so that's where you get the chocolate smell from. And then shea, jojoba, and grapeseed oil, and then a little secret sauce that we put inside. That's our special proprietary blend.
Oh, it sounds lovely. So now women can use this and men can use this?
Yes, absolutely. Can I give you a little hint that I like to tell men because it's really awesome?
Yeah.
When a couple uses this, the man becomes like the female's hero because he makes her feel better than she ever, ever, ever has before. And there's lots of little surprises that come along with that.
Now I'm very intrigued.
Personally, I use this product internally. And as you know, that most women have a really hard time having internal orgasms. And this really makes that whole experience so much easier, that men have surprises that they never really, you know, a lot of them have never experienced before with women because most women don't have internal orgasms.
So this is a product that enhances the ability for women to have orgasms and for men to get surprised and feel that way, like it enhances, stimulates, and possibly even heightens.
Exactly. And for men also, the sensation even keeps going on after the orgasm, so it is really amazing for like quicker recovery time.
Thanks so much, Bonnie. This is Bonnie Gale that I've been talking with, and she is the co-creator of a new amazing product, Sex Butter.
And you can order Sex Butter at www.sexbutter.net. That's sexbutter.net.
Thanks a lot, Peter and David from baitworld.com.
Tune in next time when my show will be about online dating and finding the love of your life. This is Lori Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-